Try to understand a little bit over here, and let's just take things a little bit back. I want to go ahead, because I found you're very interested in this whole thing, the whole interplay of everything. I just want to show you that it's a little more complicated and maybe more interesting, or maybe more confusing, and you'll decide yourself. Okay? The Rambam says in Perek Beis, Vilas Ovaloches, V'chein kol oisen sha'omru she'ein mis'abra lehen kagon ha'ri bezdin hu she'poshu midarkei tzibur v'ha'nefoli v'ha'ma'abed atzmo l'das ein ha'koyim etam lehen. Okay? I don't want to talk about this, okay? But it's very interesting because the Gzeres HaKosin Toros Kohanim is on poshu midarkei tzibur, and the Rambam changed the order around, and the first one is ha'ri bezdin, and then he moves over to Parsha Midake Tzibur, which is a little bit interesting. But okay, say that. Okay? Now, so the Chayra, the Pshat is, because he said the Tumas Kohanim is Kiilu Me'inyin Avelus, and if it's a Imus Abim Lehem, there's no Tumas Kohanim. Okay? So there is, in V'shav HaKayin, Simon Nunhei, he quotes as the call for the Rambam, Al Yalkut Shimoni. Okay? You can decide yourself and we'll see other approaches, okay? Comes the Yalkut in Pasha Shmini, Remez, Tav Kuf, Chavov, Vayiko Moshe El Yisrael, Mishoel Viel El Tzofon. Mikan Omru, Eino Kohanim Mitamin, that's with the Yud, Mistamin. Lemesim. Mikan omru. Ain't a corner mistamin lemesim? What's this chadish over here? That's another parasha. You don't need this. Shehari elozo. V'isomo. Hakohanim lo nitmu ulahem. They weren't. Okay. Lo nitmu ulahem. Umi nitmu ulahem. Halavim. So the Veshava Kain says the beer of the Rambam because Moshe was Mazar Isom that they should be Misabu Alachayim. So by them there was no Din Avelus. Well, don't state the thing that since by them there's no Avelus, this is the cloud, this is no Avelus, so there's no Tumah. That's really not Shah in the Akut Shimoni, the Veshava Kain. Okay? So in Mela, then it's a portion that in Harugei Bezdim and Ma'abed Asa L'Das, so there's no tumah. Okay? Even though you would have said not like that, because the meat in Teres Kohanim is only a Poshe Daki Tzibur, the Rambam holds that Suadin Mishan Roshim is Abn Alem. Which lechera, what you're really learning from the Xeris of Kosher Poshe B'Daki Tzibur, which is a very strange thing, lo yitam abal ba'amov b'oyisarais ma'amov lo yiposhe B'Daki Tzibur, that it's a klal gadol, that since we know you're not misabo lehem, that anyone you're not misabo lehem, you're not mistambo lehem, which is not a way anyone ever would have learned. Okay, but I'm just telling you lechera, that's what you have to do. That's what it says. Be amu bizman she eisin kemaisa amu v'loy bizman she poshu midake tzibur. So the Gaivit over there, I mean, okay, I can go into Teres Kohanim, very interesting. The Gaivit says his pshat nishtamed. You know, you can mamish see this. It's not so poshut b'chal because the Gaivit says nishtamed afilu lavera achas go and shu meshum lecho chelev o dom. So a melo, you're not metamet to them. And the Rambam Hilchos Teshuva has a whole different shot in Parashat Midat Tzibur. And that's why, you know, it's really, you know, that's why it's you're excited about their death, whereas in Mises Bezin would have been different. So then you have to say, it becomes very, very sticky, okay? I can go on and on. No, just I'll leave this quote because I can go into this, but I'll leave this alone. Okay, next. The Ram Pirush Mishnayos, Sanhedrin, Perek Vov Mishnah Ches. Ve'ein chivo lehisabel al harugei bezdin. Lefi she'ein miskaprin avneisehem el ad she'yisachel haboso. V'ein chivo, listen to this, v'ein chivo le'isabel harugei bezdin lefi she'ein miskaprin avneisehem el ad she'yisachel haboso. For avelus chalo b'shor she'nista makeveh. Kmo shomu mishi sosim agoyo. Ve'enim oz b'nei avelus. It's a ganz a biskish kotera. V'hoil v'nitchu yidocho. That's the Rambam. Hoil v'nitchu yidocho. I thought there's no this kapu av when they say it. So this is mamish kuli pelu. So it is clear that the Rambam says there's no avelus for Ugi Bezdin, and it's because of the avelus. So Mela, I guess there's no tumah if they go hand in hand. And this is not like Rashi, because Rashi is mashma. Just the opposite. He flips it in the opposite way. It's an amazing thing. I'm just going to tell you this, so I don't want to get involved in it. Rashi in Sanhedrin flips it. And he says, remember what my base, V'loim hoyim es'abon aleihem, k'dei she'tehei b'zyonon kapo lehem. Fakir, the whole purpose of Avelis, I guess, is to help the mess. And here, fakir, the b'zyon, that there's no Avelis, that itself will help the kapo. Fakir, doing them a favor. But I guess einen im Bovad, the ein ze kovod lahog, the ein kapros nimnas bekach, she ein aninus elabalei Bovad, and that's why aninus is muta, because not a stira to the bizoyon, and maybe it's muta. That's a rash. So basically, the mochiv in Avelis, I assume, but because if you're not mochiv in Avelis, then there's no bizoyon. Correct? It's the same way the Rav says, it's only because Tumu Dechuya that he lets the cover amaze, that it's only because Fakir, there's a Chiv Avelis, and you don't do it, that's good for the, it's just the opposite of the way you would have thought about it, okay? That's Rashi, I'm not getting involved in that. Let's say no. Yeah, but you see, then there's an amazing thing, okay? I would have said, if you say that, you don't say this for Ho Yidoch Yidoch, because they say Mchuyiv. So no, actually still applies. Ho Yidoch Yidoch. Okay, say that. That's also not for us now. Just in the story, when you're learning Sanhedrin. Okay? Let's get back to the Rambam, okay? The Rambam Pirush Mishnayos said that there's no Chiv Avelis and Harugei Bezdin. Comes the Tesis Yontov on the Mishnah there, and he says, V'chein Loshon HaRambam, that was his gear, so you know it's a question how you change, how you translate the Arabic. And then he says, V'taymo mevuahu debi'ibud v'shoyim rino v'lo avelus. So that l'chay is a little bit odd, because even v'shoyim rino means not misaininin, and pash ibi shon vinim is no chiv avedus b'chal. Here, lecheira, it means that it's not. It's only because it's a stay because we want to wait until the completely mechupa. It's not ibi b'shoyim vinim. Okay, that's what he says. And Hebrew showing Venus only Parsha Daka Tzibo, and he puts it on this, and they, okay, go to sale. Now, here is a very interesting thing. I'm very confused about it. I also don't want to talk about this, but I'm just going to mention it to you, okay? If you would have asked me, why is there no Avelus, okay, in Holy Bezdin? And if someone would have given an answer that there's no Kapora yet, so I would have said you have to take Rashi's approach because you want the mess to get Kapora, so you have the Bezoy in order to give him Kapora, okay? Now, as you always know, the Rav always quotes, I think it's even a Minchas Chinuch, but the Rav always quoted it and made a big deal about it, whatever, that the Gemara says in Kedushin, Makadish Isha, Arosho, Miskadish Isha, Amnashni Tzadik Gomo, Tzadik, and he's Makadish the Isha, is the Chosh in the Kedushin, because maybe he was Mahari B'tshuva. My, so what's the whole dinvidui, what's going on, and what's the Goss, is he a Rosh, not a Rosh? So the Rav said, and the Chos Dov Poshet, that it's Chol Betz Misei Dinah. The Shem Rosh is Paka from the Gavra, with the Hiri Tshuva. You don't need to say dinvidui, you don't need anything. This person, before, was a Rosh of the Chol Dinah Atera, he's Mahara B'tshuva, however, as far as you know, he has a din v'cheshbon. It doesn't wipe the slate in terms of it wipes the slate of Shem Rosha, but in terms of the kapor from his avinos, he still needs kapor. Okay. So if I would have asked you and told you that there's a hafkor from avelus in Haruge Bezdin, would you have said it's because of the Shem Rosha, or would you have said it's because of the Chsom Kapor? See, we started reading these Raivin in the Torah Kohanim about Meshumet Lahachis, Meshumet this way, of Moses, us. So you're talking about the Shem Rosha, Lachaya.
But the Rambam said Kapor, though.
But the Rambam says Kapor. So I said, if you say Kapor, I understand Rashi. The basis is a Chiva. But it's just B'zeinais, in order to get Kapor, I understand. But the Rambam says the problem is kapora, and he still says that there's no chiv avelus. That is very, very strange. And to say that it's all one din of Ibud v'shoyim, you know, there's no rush over here.
You say it again, please, Rambam.
The Rambam, which part of it?
What's you wouldn't expect?
You would have expected if you would have said that the person who was Harugi Bezdin, he was Mizvade. You say maybe it's Maharib, maybe it was Maharib Tshuva, maybe it wasn't Maharib Tshuva. So we knock it that he still is a Rosh until it's Akel Vabosa and this Kapora, okay? But we assume that he's a Rosh, okay? But if you say, basically, that maybe he's not a Rosha, and the old problem is a Chson Kapora, why should that be Mafki Avelus? If you tell me the Menia, the lack of Avelus, is Ki'ilu B'zoyin, and basis Mokhuyiv, and Ki'ilu it supplements the Kapora, that I understand.
He's not a Rosha.
Yeah. But if you tell me that he's not a Rosha, and because he's missing Kapora, there's no Avelus. And somehow, you put it in a similar category of Poshim Midaki Tzibur, it gets me very confused. Okay? Is that fair? So that, I thought, is one. I'm just saying, everything I'm talking about, I think is very interesting, a lot of food for thought. It could be there's no full answers over here, but it gets you thinking, I think. This certainly gets you thinking, okay? Now, I'll tell you something else. Okay, you say that? Now, you could have said a whole different approach over here. Doesn't the Ram say that the Ravelis is Me'ein HaKvura, Shubiyom HaMisa? Okay. So, right. And in Harugi Bezdin, this the Kvura is on whom? Who's Mechuyev in Kvura? The Kravim or Bezdin? It's Bezdin, and not only the Kvura, but even the Likud Atzomis is on Bezdin. How do I know this? The open up in the Sefer Chazal Yecheskel and Sanhedrin Perik Tes Halacha Gimel.
What do you mean by the Likud Atzomis?
Likud, this part of say the Kvura was.
And then put in the Kuchen.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. Rashi seems to say, that's what he says, that after Likud Atzomis, that's what everyone says there would have been. There would have been Avelus, but Hoyle v'nitchli yidochu. Okay? So he, in Chidushim over there, in Tesefta, in Perik Tes, Halacha Gimel, he quotes a Rambam in Perik Yudalit of Hilchos Sanhedrin and Halacha Tes. Listen to this Rambam. Kol harugi bezdin v'chulei nis'achal haboso Hoyu malaktim es hoatzomois, vikivin eis on, bikivois avoisehem. Okay, so till now, nothing happened, right? Then he adds a line, okay? This is the important line, so I want you to focus on. Viesh le krevehen, lasis lehen aron vetachrichem. Viesh. In the Lakute, in other words, in the whole Seder of Kvura Devachal, not Shaykh. And in the second part, the Likud Atzomis, what they have is they're allowed, now that Mechuyev, they're allowed to make Aron V'Tachrich. So when I ask you, are they even part of the Chiyuv of Likud Atzomis of the Arugi Bezdin? I would say absolutely not. And that's what the Chazon Yecheskel or Chazon Abramsky is medayging Rambam, correct? And even Kilu the Aron Tachichim is a separate heter. Okay. So I could have told you, that since the Rams opens up and apologizes about Harugi Bezdin, and doch the etzim chiv avelus is me'en akvura, so maybe that is the reason why there's no avelus. I just want to flip it. You know, everyone would have said this. Everyone would have said because you're not metame. So it's all the same. That's the you're not metame is an expression of that. But why is no avelus? You say the rishoyim. It's the din of Polish Midach Yitzibu. It's a shver and teres kwan. It's a shver. It's not the first shver kind you're going to swallow. It's not the last one. Okay, so I'm telling you now, maybe you can flip it and turn it upside down. And what the Ram did over here is what the Ram had over here, he has on one hand, after the Mishnah Sanhedrin, says there's no avelus in Hagri Bezdin, right? They're not Misabel. El Oimnin. And also the Ram Shita is that you can't say that the Aninus is the Avelis the Raisa, even though it's the Vachati Chatzayon, Ayita Ben Hashem, although according to the Rambam, all Yiralf and Hugi Avelis and the Maisim are the Chad Raisa in Avelis and Yom Rishon, right? So Lechere is, there's no Chiyu Avelis in Hagri Bezdin. So maybe what the Rambam does is say, so how does this happen? And the Rambam flips it the opposite way and says, since there's no kvura, and avelus is meina kvura, the same, and we know there's no avelus, there's no kvura, maybe these two phenomena are not isolated phenomena, but there's a cause and effect, or they're an expression of the same thing. That avelus is meina kvura, and since there's no kvura in Halugi Bezdin, there's no avelus. So the shayla is how you do it, okay? So I'm telling anyone who look at this, I'm just going to flip the whole world upside down. Anyone who look at this sees the Rambam that, well, there's no avelus, there's no tumor. And how do you know there's no tumor by poshim midaki tzibur? You know, that from the Teres Kohanim. Okay, so yes, so yes. So there's no avelus So which way does it work? And how does it work? So the chayre is, you know, anyway. Beforehand, there's no avelus. And you make the drasha, that there's no tumor. So how does it work? So pashas is, it's a separate drasha about tumor. So you know there's no avelus, okay? So you can say it's a general klal where there's no tumor, there's no avelus. Or where there's no avelus, there's no tumor, okay? But the question is, how do you know that what it says in the Mishnah, that there's no avelus in Hogi Bezin? So you can say, you know what, so what do you see? It's about avera, not avera, nikapora. Okay, you can say nikapora. But what is it all? How do you know the thing? How did Chazal know this? See, if you say they came with this, and the emes is, I don't even know. You know, especially if you're basing Sefer Mitzvah, you can say, oh, that the mitzvah has to do with it in the Teresh of Ksav, and it's all Meina Kvur, maybe there's a Pirish, and there's a Kabbalah from the Chachma Meseir, or such a thing. But Chazal saw in the fact that there's no Kvur, that's the reason why there's no Avelus. And there's no Kvur, the mitzvah's on Bezdin, not on the Kriven, that there's no Avelus in Hogi Bezdin. That's what I want to suggest to you.
The mitzvah's crew was taken away from the Krovim, essentially?
It's a very strange thing, okay? Because it's counterintuitive. I'll explain to you why. Because if I'd asked you what the mitzvah's crew is, you would have said it's Krovim, okay? But if you recall, the Ram Mishneh Torah, the mitzvah's crew really is only on Harugi Bezdin, in Mefurish and Teresh of Iksav. Kilu, that which there might be an Inyan Kvura, and the Drosha, the Raman Perikid Beis, Halacha Aleph, is only a Drosha that it applies to Krim. Ho'im Al Tik Vreni is Kein Shemulai, because this is Kobot Tik Breno. And that's the whole way the Raman quotes the Mishneh Torah, Kulas Krim. So I would have said, which way do you start? You start with Krim. And then you ask, does Hogi Bezdin they fit in or not? But it's just the opposite. You start with Hogi Bezdin, and they're not in it, and then you come to the drasha afterwards, which is also, it's very counter, what I'm saying is count, everything over here is counterintuitive, correct? But it's certain, see, all I'm trying to tell you, if I wouldn't tell you this, you're missing, like, the picture. In other words, now you see the picture and you understand that it's not like Rembrandt or something like that, okay? And you don't understand it all, okay? Excuse the mushel. But I think that's the better because, you know, if you say ignorance is bliss, at least now you understand what the issues are, okay? Now I want to show you further, okay? If you accept this, it also makes things complicated. Okay, I'll tell you what. Next. Okay? This is okay? Adkan. Now, I didn't tell you everything I have to say over here, but I thought there's enough, you know, to get you thinking. Okay? Now, there is a discussion in Achrinim, okay? I just want to just take this to us, about whether there's a mitzvah kvura on Nefer. Okay? In fact, Minchas Chinuch in Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin. He quotes the Moged Avraham Rochaim Simen Tov Kuf Chavov. They quote today the Menefel Eino Noeg Mitzis Kvur. And however, he says, this is a meeting from the Klimetz HaMincha. It's a little note which the Mincha Schinuch added later, okay? The Ein Shom, she may be Kamarayis, the Neuheg, the Mitzvah Kvur by the Fallen. He quoted today, there's no Mitzvah, okay? And he says, Kamar, there is, okay, we say it. So derech agav, in Tereshev Iksav, just keep in mind, the only thing is the only love about Tolim in Shah Kurevim, not the Mitzvah Kvur. That's what comes out according to the Ram. If you recall putting everything together before, shouldn't nothing ever say. So he says, V'oivim bishum le'tolin af b'nefel. And he says it's about tolin by nefel. Okay? And then he goes further. V'nire, the af b'kizayis min ha'meis, the noig mitzvah kvur. There's a mitzvah kvur on kizayis min ha'meis. After the Eid Tumas Kohanim, Shemetamin Lemeis Mitzah, Eino Rach Bereshe Beruba. There's no Tumas Kohanim, but there's a Mitzvah Kvur.
In Baltali?
No, in a Kizayis Min Hames.
Is there Baltali by Kizayis Min Hames?
I assume that he might even be ready to do that once he says Mitzvah Kvur. I can't really tell you, but I can imagine it, okay? Then he says, "Behind your day, Simon Shinayin Dalid, Efshe Dikshom Xeris Akosov, Avale Inyan Kvua, Volavo, Ase Veloisese, Hu Bechol Inyan." I think he's referring to Dinah Mes Mitzvah, no Mes Mitzvah, on the Zayas and a Mes, like in Iwa Shavuot, but whatever, okay, good. Vi Efshe Af Bepochs Miki Zayas, when we come up to Sochi. This is the end of the Kermit HaMincha. Shuv Herli, and then he adds, okay. Or maybe it's Kermit HaMincha is this, maybe this is part of it. I'm not sure, I'm very confused. What is Mincha, what's Kermit HaMincha, what's going on? Shuv Herli, B'Tesis Yontiv, Shabbos, Perek HaMatznia, Mishnehei, Shekosov Gamkein, the Gezayis Chayiv, U'Bokpochos Mi Gezayis Mesupok. Okay. Beseda. Now, there's a Gantz Chuvas no Behud on this. And Simon Tzadi. And he says that which you want to bring a raya, lohovi raya, the nafel, mitzvah, the kovr, mashkosa, tes yontiv, and Shabbos, exaisman a mess. Someone wanted to bring a raya from some the tes yontiv. And Kizayis Min Hames, that Nefel is a Mitzvah Kvur. Ani Tameya, Hariho the Amin of the Nefel, Ein Mitzvah Lekovroi, Otto Atam, Deish Mekfur Eze Shir, the name of the Nefel Ein Boy Shir? Hovade Lesa, Vi on the Matam de Kvuro, Mishum Kovar Hames, Sheze Kvoida, Shul Yemuta Lebizoyim, When Mela feel the Gzais men of Bizoyan Amesu, she a muto can avail, or Kach Mitzel Kovoy, our Benefel or Shaykh Kovoy, or the Chain a Mitzel Kovoy. Oh, ma, she wrote some Alos of the Hovi Raya, we say Tmuro, the Kaoma Nigboran Afron also, or Paul Shom Nigboran Afron also, I was saying Damni do Bossa May, Shnifuchu Teherin, my love Teherin Umutorin. V'azeh hikshem aloso dilma b'nefel meiri, d'li yituma metamei u'mitzvah lecha l'kovoi, l'kach kishenifuch toho u'muta, she'enu min ha'negvom elavadeh, d'gam nefel mitzvah l'kovoi. Ad kan divrei maloso, v'ani tameya, Otan Nikbo and the Choshom and Mishnah Shiritmu Yesh Mitzvah Lekavim. It's not a din from Mishnah Tmura from Nikbo. It's not doing the Mitzvah Skvua.
Takala.
Yeah. From Yisrael No. Okay. That is Adkan the Achrim. Okay. I'm confused. If one is ready to maintain that there's a mitzvah kvur in Nefo, then l'chera, there's no relationship between Nefo and Avelus, because there's no Avelus in a Nefo. And l'chera, it's difficult to imagine and if you had to say there's a mitzvah kvur in Kizayis Menames, if the mitzvah kvur in Kizayis Menames l'chera, you also can't say that has something to do with Avelis. No one's mechuyev to misabel in Kizayis Menames. Okay. So I would have said, a priori, I would have said, okay, that l'chayr according to the Rambam, whatever you're going to deal with in the Minchas Chinuch, and also in terms of the Tesis Yontif, and in Nod Yehuda, in the Rambam's frame of reference, if you're ready to accept this relationship, that Avelis Meina Kvura, the discussion in Nefel or in Kizayis Menames about Kvura in plain colloquial, stressed colloquial English, don't make no sense. Okay?
Because Kizayis represents the Shmei Sholei?
Well, who's, I know, represent, not that, we're not, what we're representing, I know you told me. What?
If you view Kazai's like representing the entire maze, we could talk about.
I don't know where represent. I know what you. What do you represent? The house represent. What do you want to represent? What do you want to do? Just tell me what you want to do. What do you mean by representation? And then I'll try to evaluate what you're talking about.
No, it's not
there. It's Metamic maze.
Right. Right. The Sifrizuta. Either the Shir Kazai's is a local of Sinai, or yeah, the Sifrizuta that is Shir Brias or the Metchilosa. It's a Sifrizuta past Chukas. Whichever way you want, the Rash quotes the Sifrizuta, is a Sifrizuta. So therefore what? You want to say there's a Velus by it?
Again, there's a Velus without Kfura, but...
What?
The body's gone. We have no body, but we know the person's dead.
If you recall, I don't know if I mentioned it last
week. You did mention it, I just don't
know. Okay, good, so I can say it again. If you look carefully, you look very carefully at the Rambam is Mechalek, between the Siachum and the Kovloi, okay, and a din of Mosul Katofim or something like that, okay, and I'll tell you what the difference is, okay. Nisyayish Milakovre, there's no Kvur, and there's a Chalois Avelis without Kvur. And I would even tell you, if Nisyayish Milakovre, even on Yom Misa, the Chiv Avelis is not a Deraisa. Because you need Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfur, okay? Nimsel HaKatofim, basically the Machayef Mavelis, is Kvura. And the Ram says that because we don't really know when the Kvur is going to be, you might have to start to be suffered. But the Maisa is, it could be if you have telecommunication, you might have to wait until you hear from the Chevek Adisha. Oh, thought they did it! I don't see why not, but you know, I don't know what the police can say, but I'm not getting involved in that.
That's what they do today.
What?
That's what they do today.
Okay, good. I know I'm not, I'm very far removed from the world. For the better or the worse, I think it's for the better, but what?
Avelis d'oraisa, you're saying doesn't, it depends
on I can imagine. Yeah, why is Ram Chal, what you do? What difference does it make? So I would tell you, because the Ram says, you have a Misi Yom HaKfu, and the Ram says, even at the beginning of it, you'll see she yom amis yom akfur. So what's yom amis yom akfur? It's not yom amis yom akfur.
Nisyashu's drabon. Nisyashu's avil's drabon.
Lachera.
You need Rosh Avruba?
For what? Otherwise, no akfur.
Yeah, I'm sorry for akfur.
I mean, especially, you know, you see, it comes out of the question: why did Rosh Avruba mace mitzvahs? The sheer, that is kavura, and the mace mitzvah, the way it says the sefer mitzvahs, auto dotes the mitzvahs kavura, or it's something else.
If you had only a kesais of the mace,
the whole din,
the
whole din, I would tell you, of according to the Rambam, of kesais min ames, okay. Kezayis when a mess in Nefel, or even Pochas mi Kezayis, is because of the Mishnah Tmur. And the whole thing is the Mishnah Tmur. Because the din is Takola. And it doesn't even depend upon the Shia Tumah. Because the Shia Tumah is not a Machayiv in Kfur. The Machayiv in Kfur is the Isano. And it's not a Kfur from the Parsha of Kovatik Breno. It's a Kfur from the Mishnah Tmur. That's what I was told you. I don't know if I know what I'm talking about.
It's not Mr. Hanazla, you say?
Yeah. For example, you might have, for example, a kvura from Afron, from Eifa Tmeim or whatever it is, or the Eifa with Shildok Tzur Kayemis, Machog Nabil Chanoi Shlokish, Hadam Nesugin Nida. That might not have anything to do with the whole din of Shilva Kayemis, might be din Tuma, it might have to do with Kfura B'cham. And all the din of Kfura in Kristallnacht, I'm not sure if I heard from the Rav that his father's metapel in this, and maybe it's din Kfura from the Mishnah Tumah. Okay. So that is what I wanted to tell you. I'm just telling you, see, what we did was, last week we banged around with the relationship between Tum and Avelis, okay? Just want to show you what you can do. We flip everything around and talk about Kfura and Avelis. It becomes very interesting. Okay? So then, then I could have imagined, if you say that, I just want to flip it, okay? You could say that you don't need a drasha for Halugi Beznin. You only need a drasha for Poshe Midake Tzibur. Because in Poshe Midake Tzibur, who is the Chiyu Kfura on? So I would have told you the Chi of Kfura in Poshe Midake Tzibur is on the Krivim. So since the Chi of Kfura, you can imagine in part of the Dinius Askus, maybe there should be Metameh. Okay? But Narugi Bezdin, where the Kfura is on Bezdin, not in the Krivim, the Chadava Poshet. They care after the Matame. And nothing to do with the Krav. See, Bechlau, flip it, I'm just saying, once you have all these bits, I'm giving you the tools that Yiramish can really have a ball here. I don't know if he's supposed to have a ball in this, but these are the tools. In other words, and maybe Fakert, that's why Harugi Bezin is first. Okay? Because Zugi Bezin didn't even exerts a kosov. It's poshet. Because no chi kfur. Okay? Okay, is that, it makes it, it's, you know, I'm telling you, you know, if I would have, you know, it's absolutely zany, correct? But it's certainly something you have to contend with if you're thinking about the inyan. Should I continue? Yeah, no. Okay, next.
Can we just list the possibilities? Because each one is a flip of the other.
Yeah, everything's flipping of everything, okay? You have to ask yourself the relationships between Avelis and Kfuva, which we had. You don't know even which way the Avelis, the relationship should go, and how you work out the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah Mishneh Torah. But there is a relationship between Avelis and Tumah, correct? Because the Rambam Kila proves that, and the mitzvah from Avelis is Tumah in Sefer Mitzvahs, right? And in Mishneh Torah, it's just an expression, right? So, you know, we have that relationship. So the question is, how does Avelis work with Tumah? Doesn't it work with Tumah? So then you would tell me, then Poshid Daket Sibor, you know, you can flip it. That since there's no Tumah, so there's no Avelis, okay? And what's the relationship between Avelis and Tumah? It's a Kiyum, and you know, the Dechir, and the Laugh and Tumah, and all the Shtikach that we had, okay? And that Kiyum is the relationship between Tumah and Avelis, and the Ram uses the Lo Yitameh as a Raya that is a Mitzvah Minyan HaMitzvahs. Lo Yitam is a mitzvah, correct? Then there's another issue. The Rambam invents something, and the question is it only a ploy, which you wouldn't want it to be, in order to save the Yad HaChazokah and explain why Hilchus Ovel is in Sefer Shoftim? And we read, according to the Rambam, what Sefer Shoftim includes, and there's no reason in the world that it should have been there, correct? So he invents this new thing, Meina Kula, or no, that's real. That the Rambam learns that there's a relationship between Kula, okay, and Avelis. If it's real, so the question is, which Kula are we talking about? A Kula in general, the Mitzvah Kula, because it comes out, even says, that the Harugi Bezin are different. So he has a discussion about Harugi Bezin in the beginning, remember? Open at the beginning of Hilchos Ovel, right? You know what I'm talking about? Read what he says.
The apology.
They know the Masaba Harugi Bezin.
Yeah, so what is he telling you this for? So for killed, it could be that itself is the expression. The reason why he's a Masaba, because the kfur is not on them. But on the other case, where there is, it's me'ena kfur, where it's not the kfur and Tosha b'ksav, but it's only a drosha, there the Avelis goes hand in hand with it. Okay? So then, once you say Avelis and kfur go hand in hand, then you have to ask yourself, what's the relationship nefer, what's kazayis ben ameis, what's kagri bezdin, maybe the problem with kagri bezdin is gufa. Okay? Maybe the problem that Hugi Bezdin is good for the issue of, right? It's good for the issue of Kvua. Hugi Bezdin is good for the issue of Kvua. So there's no Kvua. Maybe there's no Avelis. The whole thing becomes very interesting. Okay? You had enough? You want enough? Or you want more? I was amazed by this myself also. But I said, Once I noticed this, once had Ram Pirush Mishnayis, you see, maybe it wasn't fair, I'll tell you so, because I threw out to Ram Pirush Mishnayis the beginning of the issue of Kapora. That's, if you excuse it, that's like the curveball after everything's over. Okay? Because the question is, what's your thing? Okay, the question is, where is it and what is it, okay? So, I'll tell you, right? So, you know, how does it all happen? So, it's the Ram L'Cheira is an apology at the end. Once we know that there's no Kvua, and therefore there's no Avelus, the question is, why is it? So the answer is, because it felt in Kapora. But the question is he starting a Kilo that's the reason? Or that's the explanation, the fact that we know. And the question is, how are you trying to prove the whole issue over here? How are you trying to prove the whole issue of the fact that you're not metame to, or the relationship, or what's going on, what exactly Eloza, you know, the question of not the Baviu, Eloza Somo. So the Chayre is, they weren't involved in the Kfuah at all. So the Chayre not Metame. And not Misabo. It all goes together. Okay? But is this the Makar, or this is an expression of the general thing? Oh, but you see, he's learning a relationship between Tuma and Avelis. But it might be a relationship between Kfuah also. So you have to remember, the whole thing becomes meshed, and it becomes very interesting. Okay, onwards. Now that we have that, let's go on. Let's go on. Okay, we still have a little more time. Let's go on. Now, the Ramban continues. V'chein Hamachlikis Shel Havdolas Simen Echod Bachatis Hoif Dil Rabbonon Lo Yavdul Hu Lav Rablos Breb Shimon Milo Yavdul Enot Soch Lahavdil. It's Enot Soch. Moshe Omo Big Moes Wochen. So Lechera, the Rabbon, Rablozer, Reb Shimon, it's a machlekis, whether Lo Yavdil is an Aschola, and the Lo means you're prohibited, and Remela to Minyan Amitzis, or the word Lo means it's a Shlila, and it means it you don't have to, or it's not necessary, or it's a, you know, it's a Sipo Baalmo, it's a different type of Lo, it's not a command. And this is Miyusad, Lechera, and the Ramban's accepting the whole Sheresh Hashmini, which is She'ein Ru'oyi Limnois Hashlilo Imaz Hola. Okay? Now Ramban agrees with the Sheresh and Shalom Yisrael. But this Lemaisa is an amazing thing. The Ramban only talks about part of it, and the question is, how do we know this? How do we know that that's the Pshat and Lo Yavdil? Okay? So you would have said the state in the mission, Shalom Yisrael, I would have been happy with that. Okay? The Rambam Sefer Mitzvos in Lo Yisase Kuf Yud Beis goes like this. You got it? Luis is sick, cook your babies. He, she, his heel knew, may have the Rosh Chatos Ha'oif, B'shas Malika. Okay, it's also an issue when you learn Chulin, whatever it is, Chulin is Vachim, how much do you have to be mavn in order to buy the lav? Is it the simon, is it the whole Rosh, whatever it is? I'm not getting involved in this Ramban, is it? Vuhu. It says like this, Vuhu, and it continues to say, Vu Omo Yisale, Umolak es Reish Oi, Mimul Opoi Velo Yavdil. And then the Ram adds something, which a priori is completely out of place in Sefer Mitzvahs. You have to keep in mind, Mishneh Torah is the place of the discussion of Dini HaTorah. As the Ram opens up, there was Torah, v'yetn l'cho as a Torah ha-mitzvah. Torah is the Torah she-b'ksav. V'ha-mitzvah she-tzivo, and that's how you're supposed to do the Torah, okay? The purpose of Sefer Mitzvahs is to explain the Torah. The purpose of Mishneh Torah is to explain the mitzvah. And what the Mesera of the Chachmei HaMesera is, how to mekayim the mitzvahs. And what the Pirushim Mekubal was, okay? So what is the place for the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs to say, Vim Hivdil Posal. It's completely out of context. So Lachir, what the Rambam is trying to say, Vim Hivdil Posal, Lachira, you can't imagine a psul because of Havdolah if you have the right to do it. Ain't so Lahavdil. According to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, it's only a reshus. It's not a ashora. It's not a tzivui. This gufa is a rayidach. The psul is a rayid that is ashora and isa. And it's because of the psul, we have a rayidach des ashora. And that's the Ram quotes it in Sefer Mitzvahs. And that's the Raya. And that's his Haschola, it's not a Shlila. The Ram talks about it even more about Rikis and Sherishmini, okay? The problem is, I'm not sure I have time to finish it. I can introduce it a little bit now.
Is that a Pirish Makoma? Could bring a Raya from Psul?
I assume, I'm not sure how bad it is. In other words, it's a Raya that the Chachmei HaMeseira interpreted this Lo Yavdil as a Azhola. That's what they meant when they said it. Not a Shlila. Because if they meant it, if the Meseira was the interpretation of Pasuk, was a Shlila, then B'chal, you couldn't imagine the Psul. Correct? Okay. Now, there is an Ilas Ha'oiv.
This Yim Hivdil Pasul is a quotation? He's quoting.
It's a Gemara, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Zvochim, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I'm a little bit odd senile, but I think there's such a Mishnah in Zvochim. Okay? We can open it up and see it. Maybe Samachay, something like that, I don't know. He can open up, he wants to open up and see. Okay, go and see. Now, there is something called Havdolah in Ulis Ha'if. Okay. But a Lohivdil by Shisua in the Hakrova from the Ulis Ha'if. It says v'shisayse v'knofo v'lo yavdil. Okay? So the question is, what is the interpretation of lo yavdil in shisua in ulasayif? Just for edification comes the halachas gedolos. Okay, the Rambam in Shirish Shmini says the mikan yizboya shom boilis oif v'shisa is beknof lo yavdil. The Rambam in Shirish Shmini ein roi lemnoise ki hu shlila the divrei akol v'im hivdil kosher, and that's good for the raya v'im hivdil kosher. Okay. Ki kivon shomu boilis behem of a nitach is in the socho, hoya oila aladas shoilis oif kain. Okay, he requires to think. Ulchein omo enol tsoch lahabdil, el yishasa bilvad, vim hivdil kosher, kmo shehis boye bimakoimer. Okay, that's very nice, correct? It's the same logic, the flip, and everything's beside it. However, comes the Sefer called Halachas Gedolos, and in the Minyan Lois Aser, Samoches, Biknofov Lo Yavdil, Lois Samoches, Biknofov Lo Yavdil, comes the Sefer Yireyev. In Simon Shin Yotes, and the first Yosh and Shinayim Vov, Lo Yavdil, Hizya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shelo lahavdil be'ilis oiv, tichsiv lo yavdil be'pashas vayiko, v'shisayis be'knof lo yavdil, pirush shisua kairoi b'yodai migaboi u'manichoi mechubo. Then he quotes like this. Vesanya b'teis kohanim. Vishisa isa b'knofo. Lahachshir ho'or. Okay. So you don't have to ilati mak of the or, okay? V'lo yavdil. Yochol im hivdil posol. Talmud loyma v'hiktir. Otot ha'pesudik seris ha'kosov. That hivdil is not posa. Shame. Okay. So this is what I want to leave you with. It's logically just the opposite. If I would have told you that the V'lo Yavdil over here means Eino Tzoch L'Havdil, can anyone in their right mind say you need a Bezundek Zeus HaKosu to tell you the Yavdil Kosher? So maybe it's just the opposite. They fakert, it's a reidacht, it's an ashola. But no, Chazal tell you that over here that it's kosher. They say, and that's mamish like this, that ilu itaka would have been possible before the gzeres akosav is an ashola. And gufa, the gzeres akosav vehikte, tells you that it's not an ashola, but only a shlila. Something that you would not have said, but maybe that's the Rambam says. I have no clue, but this is the beginning. Now I don't know if I'll talk about this more, but this is the discussion. Okay? That's Lachalavo. Good evening. Have a ksivach simateva. The sifach is sticking to you.